This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. A new medical industry is arising in the developing world. It's called medical tourism. In India, Malaysia, and elsewhere, hospitals and clinics are offering luxurious facilities and well-trained professionals at rock-bottom prices, and they're attracting Americans and others for treatment. One of the most successful promoters of medical tourism is a hospital in Bangkok. Reporter Fred DeSam-Lazaro of Twin Cities Public Television has more.
Tourism is a critical industry in Thailand, which has tried to blend its traditional fare of palaces and grand temples with familiar comforts.
Ice candy latte, ha!
At Bumrungrad, in the heart of Bangkok, there's a Starbucks here, a McDonald's upstairs, even a sushi restaurant. It's not exactly hospital food, but Bumrungrad is a 17-story, $100 million hospital. And it is probably Thailand's single most profitable tourist enterprise.
We saw about 50,000 international outpatients in 1996. This year will be closer to 350,000 patients that are non-Thai. People have asked what our next step is. We'd like to be the Mayo Clinic of the East.
CEO Curtis Schroeder is American, one of only a handful of non-Thais on Bumrungrad staff. But the hospital touts its affiliation with American medicine, including the same accreditation you'd find at U.S. hospitals, where, Schroeder adds, many of his Thai staff trained.
At Bumrungrad Hospital, we have over 200 U.S. board-certified physicians, which means they're card-carrying, credentialed physicians in states throughout the United States.
In Bumrungrad's hallways are the well-heeled from Thailand and nearby countries like Burma and Bangladesh and Middle Easterners. And there are Americans like Lila Pacheco, who now lives in Guam. The 38-year-old mother of twin girls was visiting Bangkok 2 years ago and happened to go into Bumrungrad for a sinus infection. She was impressed enough by the facility to return for elective surgery.
I thought, well, you know, kind of entertaining the idea of a tummy tuck because of after having twins, you get a little remodeled. And so I thought, well, you know.
On Lila, how is she? How did it go? How is she doing?
We talked to Pacheco surgeon Dr. Amorn Pumi a few hours after the liposuction and breast reduction procedures.
I just went to make her out and saw her about half an hour ago. She's doing fine. She's awake.
The patient was not ready for visitors, he said, but well on her way to resuming a normal life, instantly at least 10 pounds lighter. Dr. Amorn left a 25-year practice in Modesto, California, and returned to his native Thailand in the late 90s. He says it almost seems like his patients, most of them white and female, came with him.
That's really strange, because my patient population here and in California are the same. Same type of people. I speak English all day long because all of my patients speak English.
Like other U.S. returned colleagues, Dr. Amorn says the lure of home and a sense of helping build a modern healthcare system brought him back. Salaries here are much lower, but so is the cost of living. And cost, more than anything, is what lured Lila Pacheco, a fraction, she says, of U.S. prices.
For just a tummy tuck, it would have been about $20,000 for just the tummy tuck alone. And I'm going to be able to do a tummy tuck and a breast reduction for $7,000. And that includes my scrub nurses, you know, all my meds, my hospital stay, and everything.
Why is care so much less costly? Chiefly, it's labor. The salaries of doctors and others amounts to one-sixth of Bumrungrad's total costs. In the U.S., salaries eat up more than a half a typical hospital budget. Lawsuits are rare, and Bumrungrad, with 550 beds, 140 clinic exam rooms, and labs all under one roof, enjoys huge efficiencies, says CEO Schroeder.
So where most facilities might see a few hundred outpatients a day, even in some of the busier hospitals in the United States, we're seeing 3,000, 3,500, 3,800 patients in a single 24-hour period.
Most of those patients pay for their own care, even though some have coverage through nationalized health care. Increasingly, Europeans and Canadians are coming to Asia, unwilling to wait in line for things like hip replacements. And more, patients are American, like Warren Williams, 52, from Arlington, Virginia. His health insurance went away after he lost his job as a computer specialist. What didn't go away was a nagging knee problem.
Relax first, eh? Relax. We stretch.
Williams had his left knee replaced and spent 6 days in rigorous physical therapy at Bumrungrad.
They kept me in the hospital. You know, U.S. is outpatient to go home and put a cold pack on it.
Squat down. Yeah. Slowly up, slowly down.
Williams admits he had early reservations about traveling to a developing country for elaborate surgery, about infectious disease, the quality of care, the doctors. But the care, he says, has been top-notch.
Without pain, I straightened my leg for the first time in 3 years.
And the total tab, $5,000, a fifth, he says, of what it would cost him back home. The irony is not lost on Williams that he's doing with his medical care what his last employer likely did with his job, move it to Asia.
Everything is going to be outsourced at this point from what I see. You'll go on an 8-hour plane trip to Europe or something. It's a little longer to get to Thailand, much longer to get here.
But that much cheaper.
Oh, much cheaper.
Bumrungrad's Curtis Schroeder, who formerly headed the USC hospital in Los Angeles, says with escalating costs, American employers and insurers could someday begin offering a two-tiered plan. Plan A, stay in the U.S., or
Plan B, with certain kinds of high-value procedures, to send you outside of the United States. Now, whether that's to Mexico, whether it's to Canada, whether it's outside of the United States to places like Thailand, would provide a much lower premium, something much more affordable to people maybe who have trouble affording escalating premiums. So I think that's a real potential.
None of this threatens the American healthcare system, he says. Bypass surgery or family medicine are not easily shifted like software or garment making. But increasingly, American consumers are shopping globally for elective surgery, dentistry, anything not covered or covered enough by insurance. For NPR News, this is Fred DeSam-Lazaro.